See, you can become a master of the lamp. Now, you're probably sitting there going, yeah, right, Mark and Jack. Yeah, I want to be a master of the lamp, but you don't get it. I'm upside down, and I'm inside out, and I'm financially thin at the moment. And you say, well, you can't relate to that. I can relate to that. After I'd been with Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller, the guy who invented geodesic domes that we've told you about before, I had our university shut down during the Kent State blew up and then Southern Illinois blew up, and all of a sudden I'm all without work. So I went bankrupt so fast I had to check a book out of the library, How to Go Bankrupt by Yourself. Now, that was my best worst experience. And while I'm upside down, I discover that what I really want to do with my heart of hearts is I want to be a professional speaker. I want to talk to people that care about things that matter that are going to make a life-changing difference. I get in the energy orbit of a young speaker just by asking. What happened is that the only people I ever saw that were speaking had gray hair, predominantly lawyers, doctors, and celebrities that had been around the block for a long time. There was not really a profession of speaking out there. But I didn't know of any young speakers. But I started asking. One of my roommates said, look, there's this kid in real estate. He's 26 years old. Chip Collins, maybe he'll help you. Within 20 minutes, I'm out in Melville, Long Island, New York, listening to this guy. And he was wowing about 300 or 400 people. He's just dancing on the heads with good thinking, laughter, humor, and brilliant strategies, the likes of which I'd never heard. He tells me how to do the business for 2 hours, at the end of which he says, look, 1 in 1,000 will make it. Unless you really, to use our term today, are a master of the lamp, you're not going to make it. I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks. We'll see you around. Maybe you'll be here. Maybe you won't when I get back. Well, not only did he come back, but he said, you got to ask 10 people a day to take your seminar, and one will say, yeah, I'll take your seminar. And he said, you stay in the life insurance business, stay out of real estate where I am, and I'll let you have that business. Well, I knocked on 10 doors. The last one's 4:30 in the afternoon. A lovely general manager at Metropolitan Life that was a big guy, as big as Pavarotti, named Tony. And he said, yeah, I'll take your seminar. I was so disbelieving. I leaned in and said, you mean it? Right after that, the National Speaker Association was going to start. I'd been writing letters back and forth to the dean of the industry, Cabot Robert, and he said, you got to come down here. Well, I was so broke that I borrowed a credit card from one friend to pay for the hotel, a credit card from another friend to pay for the food, lodging, and trip. And I said, look, I'll pay you back, I promise. But I've got to get down there. I've got to master this thing, master the lamp. Same thing here. I went down to NSA, and I got it. And that's the first time I ever heard about multi-authored books. Cabot was talking about if you can't write a whole book right now or you're just a beginner, put it together. And I sold a guy named Keith DeGreen on doing a first book called Stand Up, Speak Out, and Win. And I talked 14 other people that were there into putting up $2,000 each. So the book self-funded itself all because I was willing to ask these questions. I was willing, as I keep saying to you and Jack saying to you, become a master of the lamp. They put up the money. We put up the books. We did the work. We edited their little chapters. And they're famous people. I mean, it was like Cabot Robert and Ed Foreman and Naomi Rohde and Nito Cobain. And these are all giant names in our industry doing gazillions of dollars worth of business. But I had the courage to ask them. They had the courage to source it because they thought, look, this kid's enthusiasm on fire. We'll just trust him. The first year, I sold 20,000 books at $10 each and grossed $200,000 because I had the galloping chutzpah to ask. I got to the seminar I wanted. I got in the industry I wanted because true success in life is being who you want, with whom you want, doing what you want, where you want, because you want. And it's all available to you if you just master the 7 steps of controlling your lamp.